The Wisconsin Department of Justice will hold a prescription drug take-back day this Saturday. Law enforcement agencies around the state will have collection sites and boxes so residents can discard unused, old, or unwanted prescriptions.
The DOJ wants to give people a safe and convenient way to dispose of prescription drugs while also educating the public about the potential abuse of these substances.
We're joined now by Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel to discuss the program and other measures the state has taken to fight prescription and illicit drug abuse. Attorney General Schimmel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, before we get into the why of this, can you talk us through the practical side? What's happening on Saturday?
Well, Saturday is the day when we're bringing all of the prescription and over-the-counter medications that are being collected up to 97 different collection points in the state, and then we will put them all, we'll take them all to a central location where we'll load them on trucks and take them to the incinerator. People can go to the DOJ website, the dose of reality, WI.gov, and they can find where the nearest take-back location is for the events these Friday and Saturday. I'd like people to know, though, that they don't have to wait for the twice-a-year drug take-back days. They can go to that website also, enter their zip code, and find the closest medication return unit. And in most cases, you're going to find your local police department or sheriff's department has got a return box that you can take those drugs to any time and get rid of them so you don't leave them in your medicine cabinet.
So this is a year-round collection generally available, but this is a concentrated effort this weekend.
Right. So all the law enforcement agencies that have those medication return units, they're storing the drugs that have been dropped off at their departments in their evidence rooms. So twice a year we clear those out. But also on these days, citizens can bring their prescription and over-the-counter medications that they're no longer using. And I hope people will use this method to get rid of them, either going to the medication return units or the drug take-back day, putting these into flushing them down the toilet or the sink or putting them in the garbage risks these becoming part of our water table, and that's not good for anyone.
How do unused prescription drugs that aren't disposed of at all create a safety concern in homes around the state?
Well, we have found, and you know, for years we've been talking about heroin. We've been very alarmed about the presence of heroin in our state. But the reason heroin is here is because there's a demand for it. And we have found that 70% of the individuals who are addicted to heroin in our state started by becoming addicted to prescription painkillers first. So if we can address the safe storage, the safe taking, and the safe disposal of prescription medications, we can maybe not have to talk about heroin anymore. We also know that 70% of the, and it's a common number that we found here, but 70% of the people who are abusing prescription medications got them improperly from a family member or a friend. They either were given to them or they stole them from them. So if we can have people get the message to safely lock up your prescription medications, we can reduce the diversion of those into abuse.
Now, this is partly, in addition to the collection, this is an awareness issue, it sounds like. I mean, because I've had old prescription medications after surgery or something, and I thought, oh, no harm done. It's just sitting there. You're wanting people not to think that way.
Well, absolutely. You know, none of us would leave a loaded handgun sitting on the kitchen counter with teenagers coming in and out of the house all day. But prescription medications that we don't really think twice about those being in our medicine cabinets kill far more people in Wisconsin than handguns. And as a matter of fact, they now kill more opiates. Heroin and the prescription Medicaid opiates combined are now killing more people than all motor vehicle crashes.
We're talking to Attorney General Brad Schimmel, talking about a drug take-back program happening this weekend around the state. We've got a link to information on the Central Time Facebook page, a link where you can go, enter your zip code, find out where to bring drugs this weekend. And as the Attorney General mentioned, you can, in many places, do this year-round as well. Attorney General Schimmel, I was surprised the first time I've heard it, but I've heard it again and again now, people starting on prescription drugs and then moving to heroin. How big a problem now has this gotten to be in the state?
Well, as a drug overdose is now more likely to kill you than a car crash, as I just said. Mm-hmm. It's causing more deaths than breast cancer, than colon cancer, than HIV, than influenza, and then more than handguns. The problem is that people believe mistakenly that just because it's prescribed by a doctor, it must be safe and it can't be addictive. There's a reason why these have to be prescribed by a doctor and why you have to see a pharmacist to get them, because they do have the potential to be dangerous. And we need to have people ask more questions about what am I going home with? If you get a prescription for Vicodin, you should be, as a parent or as an adult patient, you should be asking, why am I getting these? What do they do? Should I be taking all of them? Is there a point that I can switch to something less harmful? Because prescription opiates are made from the same thing that heroin's made from. And we're working hard through the Dose of Reality campaign to break these myths with the Dose of Reality.
And in that Dose of Reality campaign, are you also reaching out to the healthcare providers themselves to try to make sure their patients are getting these messages?
Yes. And I've got two presentations today to the medical community, one to the Dental Association Board of Governors, and tonight to the Psychiatry Association. They have been partners with us as we've developed these messages. They've helped us to identify things that will be effective to help their members have better communications with their patients. One of the things that the medical community can do is go to our website and download print-ready materials that they can share with their patients, and we hope that they're all going to do that so that when you go home with a prescription for, say, Vicodin or OxyContin, that you'll have a very brief information sheet that gives you some of these alarming facts about that drug. And this isn't about demonizing the prescription or the people who write them or take them. There are legitimate medical reasons that people get these medications. This is about the abuse. Remember, I said 70% of the people that are abusing these prescriptions are getting them from friends and family. If we can reduce that kind of abuse, if we can get people to store them safely, use them only as prescribed to them, and dispose of them properly when they're done, we can lick this problem.
A lot of times when we think about drug addiction, legal or prescription drugs, we think of it as a law enforcement issue or maybe a treatment and rehabilitation issue. It sounds like you're really trying to put a lot more focus on the prevention angle. Why is that important? Why is that a benefit to the state?
Well, we first approached this a little over a decade ago when we started finding heroin in our Wisconsin communities. We first approached it as a law enforcement issue. We were going to arrest our way out of it. The problem is, though, is the scope of it is so large that this isn't just a public safety crisis. This is a public health crisis, and you have to couple the enforcement actions, and we're still doing them. We're ramping up our efforts to stop the flow of heroin into our state, to stop the improper diversion of prescription medications. We're ramping those up, but that's not going to do it alone. Numbers came out last year that estimated that in Wisconsin there are over 163,000 people who abuse opiates in some manner. That means we've got a big problem for our treatment community, which is the second big component in this. But the treatment community is the small end of the funnel. They can only treat so many people, and the big end of the funnel keeps having more and more people coming in. If we're going to beat this, we've got to have effective and pervasive prevention measures to make sure no new people come into this addiction.
I think in the past when people thought drug addiction, they thought maybe stereotypically this is an urban problem, this is a big city problem. How you mentioned the numbers earlier, but how widespread geographically is the problem with opiate prescription drugs and heroin here in the state?
It's affecting every kind of community in our state, and we're at the point now where we're out of our 72 counties, more than 53 of them now are submitting heroin to the state crime lab for testing in criminal cases. It is affecting us all. It's affecting every kind of young person, and it's also affecting older people, middle-aged, and even seniors. This addiction can grab anyone, and we need to be very careful when we take these. We need to be taking them only as prescribed and in consultation with our medical provider.
And are you hearing from law enforcement agencies around the state saying, hey, we're having this. This is new to us. How do we deal with it? Are they turning to you as the Attorney General and the Department of Justice?
Yes, and we've been working hard to train law enforcement. We actually just had a statewide opiate summit Tuesday and Wednesday this week, and we're training law enforcement on how to do effective investigations. We're training law enforcement in the use of Narcan. It's the antidote to an opiate overdose. We're doing all these things, but we still need to get these people help. We've found that we can lock them up, even for a year and a half in the prison, and they come out and nothing's changed about them, because you need to have effective treatment, and you need to have that treatment working in the real world so that they can test it and they can learn how to have the tools to stay sober. We've got a big job in front of us, and we cannot fall. People can't afford to believe the myth that this can't happen to them, that this can't happen in their neighborhood or their school district, because it's happening in every school district in our state. We've got to get out in front of this, and we've got to stop pretending that this is just the bad kids that this happens to. I have met hundreds of parents who have buried their children because of opiate overdoses, and I've yet to meet the parent who thought their child was the bad kid. We have got to wake up to this dose of reality.
Attorney General Schimmel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel talking about the state's Prescription Drug Take-Back Day happening this Saturday around Wisconsin. We've got a link with info about where you can drop off your old prescription medications. It's on the Central Time Facebook page.